Well, on a Monday morning, let's check in, as we always do, with Mike Lee, managing editor of Crain's Detroit Business, for this Crain's Detroit interview, brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Learn more at michiganbusiness.org. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
I am well, and we are all happy that the WNBA team will be here in Detroit in the year 2029, but it's going to be bringing more than just basketball in 2029.
Yeah, we took a look at some of the expected spinoff effects of the soon-to-be on the way WNBA team that the Tom Gorris-led group has secured for Detroit. And it's kind of interesting because the Little Caesars Arena is not actually all that heavily used at that time of year. Obviously, it's very busy in the later fall and winter months, but the summertime really doesn't have that many dates. And the WNBA plays in the summer. It'll bring 22 home games downtown. If they, you know, draw big crowds, that is all spinoff effects for local restaurants and retailers. We talked to the Detroit versus Everybody store there near LCA. They would expect a 20% jump at that time of the year in sales because of that, which I thought was interesting that they're already putting a number on it. There's a lot of other spinoff tied to this. The group plans to build a major practice center and youth sports facility. Right now, they're targeting that to the old Uniroyal site over on the East Riverfront, although that is not yet a done deal. But that will bring further benefits for both the area and the community. WNBA, of course, is growing in popularity hugely. Helped by Caitlin Clark and other young stars, their merch sales jumped 600% last year, which is really something. So Detroit will join both Cleveland and Philadelphia in this league as it's growing, and we will be excited to see what happens when the WNBA comes back to town.
Something close that I'm interested in is the wine industry here in the state of Michigan, and it's increased by 50% since 2023 when it comes to operating wineries. That seems like a lot.
It is a lot. The state has seen an influx of new wineries. But the problem is that wine is not a growing market. There are 258 wineries in Michigan now. Obviously, many of them are small, but wine consumption is shrinking. It's been hit its lowest point since 1961. A lot of that is Gen Z is really not taking up the wine drinking habit. So these wineries will be competing for really a shrinking market.
Well, we're doing our part in our household. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. But, it's an interesting time because people generally are buying less alcohol. The craft brewing industry, which similarly grew by leaps and bounds, has plateaued, and we've seen a lot of closures in that sector. The industry still is trying to put a bullish face on this. It says Michigan is still an emerging market, and that the wine sales can rebound. So we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Well, maybe the younger generation is veering towards another vice, and that might be the cannabis industry. Although there is some issues even here in that sector in Michigan.
Yeah, the cannabis industry obviously grew by leaps and bounds after it was legalized in 2019. Huge expansions in the cities that allowed it, but we've seen recently several companies that are running into trouble or pulling up stakes. One last week is a big one. It's called TerrAscend. It owns the store is called Gage Cannabis. It's a Canadian company. And because the prices in Michigan are so low because of overproduction of weed, they can't make the profits that they like to do. They want to make here, so they're pulling up stakes in Michigan. They have 20 dispensaries, 4 growing operations, and they're laying off all their employees. They are hoping to sell these to other operators because obviously they are locations where if you're allowed to open a store, which are becoming fewer and further between. Another company just last week that had run into some regulatory problems, Skylabs, which is a producer. They're also closing down, giving up their fight with the Cannabis Regulatory Authority. The prices have crashed 28% in the past year. So that it's just getting harder and harder to make a profit in that business.
So is it just an oversaturation of the market, or is it not as big of an industry as maybe some particular lawmakers thought it would be?
Very well could be some of the latter, I would say. Until the prices bounce back up that the cultivators can get, it's just going to be a very difficult market to make money in. But did we get oversaturated with everyone was looking to come in and take a piece of this market, and it's sort of reached its peak, I think. I don't think you're going to see it grow much from here. And now we're entering the next stage of a maturing industry, really, which is kind of a shakeout of the weaker operators.
Speaking with Mike Lee, managing editor of Crane's Detroit Business, this morning on JR Morning. And, there's been some setbacks and some false starts when it comes to this high-end retailer coming to Birmingham, but it seems like it's finally going to happen.
Yeah, it's coming down the stretch finally. A really long-in-the-works project in Birmingham. Construction of a new outpost of RH, which you might know better as Restoration Hardware, although they shortened the name a few years ago. They're expected to open sort of a flagship store that's been under construction downtown Birmingham this fall. They haven't set an exact date, but we're hearing mid-October. It's been a project that's been goes back to like 2019. They originally planned a very large kind of multifaceted development that was going to include some residential and a parking deck. That fell apart when the voters of Birmingham rejected paying for the parking deck. And they've moved this store proposal around to different sites, but the construction now is coming down the stretch. Interesting project, a lot of, as you might expect from Restoration Hardware, a lot of high-end materials imported from Europe to make this, bricks from Italy and window frames from Greece. This project, it's going to include a restaurant on the top floor, and it's part of kind of a development boom in downtown Birmingham, which is really building up. There's a mixed-use development very nearby that will also house an office for JP Morgan Chase, a pretty major office. Downtown Birmingham is bustling, and it's about to get more bustling, I think.
Mike Lee, managing editor of Crane's Detroit Business. Always great to start off a Monday with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
And coming up at 6:35, we'll be talking more about the floods that took place in Texas here as JR Morning continues on 760 WJR.